It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. While much of the country focuses on Florida and Hurricane Irma, Texas continues to pick up the pieces following Hurricane Harvey. About 2,000 Harvey evacuees remain in North Texas shelters. The American Red Cross says most are staying at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center in downtown Dallas. About 100 people are in Fort Worth and a few dozen in Irving. In Houston, thousands of people are still living in the city's two biggest shelters. Water is receding in some parts of the Houston area, but it could take several more weeks to drain the Attucks and Barker reservoirs. To get a better idea how the two reservoirs work in Houston, Craig LaMolt got a tour from Richard Long with the Army Corps of Engineers.
This is Westheimer Parkway, and we're going over Barker Dam right now. So this is a dam right now. Right now, it is a lake. And you can see where the water was up to here. And it's slowly receding. Normally the reservoirs are dry so that they're ready for any rain event that we may get. We have ball fields, soccer fields, shooting ranges, other kind of recreational facilities out here. Yeah, as a result of the rains from Hurricane Harvey, and they were tremendous rains as we all know, it's forced us to flood the park areas, flood the roads going through the reservoirs. These projects were built back in the 40s. We acquired land that we thought would be necessary for the general operations of the project. But over time, we've had development occur right up to our back property line in our storage area. And unfortunately, there were homes out there. We feel that many developers may have known it. We feel that our governmental partners out there may have known it. But maybe we did not look far enough down the road and realize that this could really happen. We were forced with an issue where we were going to have uncontrolled releases. With that being known, we had to release water and actually inundate homes upstream of the project some. It was not an easy decision. It was not a decision we wanted to make, but it was a decision we had to make to get proper balance in the reservoir, to ensure the integrity of the dams, to ensure that we wouldn't have uncontrolled flows going around the dams, which would have been much more devastating than the releases we made.
All right, so where are we now?
Okay, we're passing over I-10 right now, entering Attucks Reservoir north of Interstate 10. Highway 6 carries a tremendous amount of traffic on a normal day. Unfortunately, those drivers are having to find another way around now. This is a three-lane road, 80,000 vehicles a day, and it will be about 4 weeks before we get water out off the road.
4 weeks?
3 to 4 weeks before we empty the reservoir. Okay, we're standing on top of our operations platform right now. When the reservoir was at peak, it was right up to the floor level right here, to the point where we had to go on generator power to ensure that we were able to operate the structure. We have five conduits out here passing through the dam. Each one of those conduits have a gate on it, and those gates have operators on them where they will lift the gates up and down as necessary to control the amount of water passing through them. We're standing in front of the Stillen Basin for Attucks Dam. This is where the water passes through our water control structure and is emptied into the tributaries of Buffalo Bayou downstream. Things are getting back under control. We're achieving that balance we want to, and we've already started reducing our releases from Attucks, and within a few days we should have the water back in the banks of Buffalo Bayou.
When you look back at what's happened, what are the lessons that can be learned? What do you think people need to understand about all this?
Well, we had an event that was well over a 1,000-year event. Some people have estimated it to be a 10,000-year event. Water's big, water's mean. We do not have control over Mother Nature. The Corps of Engineers realized a few years back that we are no longer in the flood control business. We're in the flood risk management business, meaning that we can actually help reduce the impacts of floods, but we cannot stop a flood. Here, you know, I have friends upstream and downstream that have water in their houses, and so it's difficult.
That was Richard Long of the Army Corps of Engineers talking about the reservoirs in Houston following Hurricane Harvey. President Trump's decision last week to rescind the DACA program for undocumented immigrants makes the play Deferred Action incredibly timely. The tiny Latino company Cara Mia Theater developed the project last year with the Dallas Theater Center. As Art and Seek's Jerome Weeks reports, Cara Mia is now taking the show on the road around North Texas, then to Houston and Los Angeles.
Would be protected. This Congress won't pass it.
This is a scene from the stage play, Deferred Action. A young immigration activist named Javier is on a TV talk show panel. Javier's parents brought him to the U.S. as a child. He's a so-called dreamer, protected from being deported under DACA, or Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. But he wants real change, not the limited status he gets from DACA. So on the panel, that pits Javier against both the Republican representative and the female Democrat.
That would help protect...
Deferred action is just a written excuse to turn a blind eye to people breaking the law.
I agree with him. I'm not saying deferred action is illegal. I'm saying it's meaningless.
But you can go to work, go to college without fear of deportation.
Sure, until they elect someone else and they throw it out. The time for deferred action is over. It's time for real legislation.
Sounds like the play was written straight from last week's headlines. President Trump is throwing out deferred action, and he told Congress it's their job to come up with legislation for undocumented immigrants. But playwrights David Lozano and Lee Troll actually wrote that scene 3 years ago. Katamiya Theater and the Dallas Theater Center premiered Deferred Action last year. Lozano is the artistic director of Katamiya.
The play still resonates because we're still looking at dreamers living with deferred action. Deferred action essentially means deferred deportation.
This week, Lozano starts a regional tour of Deferred Action. It opens at SMU, then travels to Denton, Houston, and Los Angeles. On tour, Deferred Action may get attention because it is so timely. It deals with one of Washington's most persistent political logjams.
It talks about the political games that our congressional representatives play with human lives, as we've seen with nobody wanting to take action on any sort of immigration reform bill for so many years.
Jose Manuel Santoyo is Carmilla's head of marketing. He's 25, has lived in the U.S. for 16 years, and has graduated from SMU. DACA never granted him U.S. citizenship, but...
DACA gave us a work permit, gave us a driver's license, and gave us a Social Security number. And that allowed me to start a career in not only public service and politics, but also now the arts.
Yet all of that could go away. DACA was set up to be temporary. It requires people to reapply for legal status every 2 years. But over the next 6 months, the Trump administration will wind down those renewals. After that, all the dreamers could be deported.
We always knew that this program wasn't permanent, but we never expected it to come to an end the way it did through this administration.
Lozano says this ticking clock, this legal limbo, was what interested him in the dreamers as a subject for a play.
I've been looking at the dreamers' frustrations with Congress's inability to pass reform, beginning with the failed DREAM Act in 2010. When Democratic representatives voted against it. That was a crushing blow to the movement.
For a dramatic complication, the two playwrights invented a presidential candidate, a conservative Republican who flips his agenda and campaigns for immigration reform. That leaves Javier, our young dreamer activist, facing a serious dilemma. Does he support a Democrat who's taken the Latino vote for granted, or does he support a Republican whose other stands he finds appalling, but who can actually deliver full citizenship? Of course, in real life, Donald Trump won the presidency by attacking immigrants, calling many of them rapists, demanding a wall be built along the border. So last year, that dramatic dilemma in deferred action was looking improbable, until Trump's announcement last week. Now, some Senate Republicans are talking about dusting off the DREAM Act, and Karamia's play has gained a pointed relevance. Liz Magallanes is an actor in deferred action and a dreamer activist.
I'm excited to see this new whole other dimension that is added to this, and I'm really excited for people to see that sometimes you do have to make hard choices.
When I saw our first run through, I really felt this play has muscle. This cast is really inspired, and they want to speak to the political moment.
And that moment, as they've seen, can be a moving target. Jerome Weeks, KERA News.
Deferred Action plays Thursday through Sunday at SMU's Bob Hope Theater. It opens at UNT's University Theater September 22nd. Mostly clear skies in store for us this evening. Should be around 64 at 6:30. This is KERA News.